N0TR, W4, never give up.
K4 VWA.
W4NGU. You around, Steve?
That's crazy. We just doubled calling each other. How you doing, Phil?
Doing good, Steve. What you up to?
Trying to figure out how great minds think alike. It's Wednesday. I'm going over to drive the bus.
Well, that's good. Daddy's starting his third day of rehab and even liking it, unbelievably. Oh, Ma. So anyway, that's good. And I'm headed to work, and this is my on-the-road day. I'm going to be in the office for about 2 hours or so, and then make some stops. I heard you on the other day saying you were making a bunch of freebies to keep some long-time customers happy. That's a good thing to do. That'll come back to you.
Good folks, and they never complained, and if they had a problem, they said, "Hey, come on over here and take a look at something for me, see if I'm doing something wrong or if there's something wrong." You know, folks like that, man, you just want to help them out. And, you know, just good folks. That's the ones I'll go the extra mile for.
You say you're thinking of turning in your truck.
In my truck?
Well, selling it back.
I tried to buy it back, and I ain't about to let it go. I just spent $2,100 to put a camper shell on the back of it. And it matches up the paint on the rest of the truck just absolutely perfect. And, man, I tell you what, Sue loves it. So right there's a seal of approval.
I was dreaming. I thought I heard you say you were going to sell it back to them and try to lower your monthly payments or something like that. I guess I was dreaming.
No, that was a while back after they tried to come and buy it from me. They were going to give me $8,000 more than I'd paid for it. And I turned around and started looking, thinking about it, and I started looking for another truck. And I said, "Oh, no, I'll stick with what I got."
Well, if the new ones were $3,000 more than the $8,000, and you could have driven a new truck for $1,500 a year, that might have paid you to flip up. But I guess they didn't have a truck to sell is the reason they wanted yours.
Here's the problem: they were going to turn around and sell mine for $55,000, and let me assure you, Phil, the reason they were wanting mine so bad is because they can't get new ones. I looked all around, and when I did find a new one, they were getting list price plus. And on list price plus on a truck just like what I got is going to be well over 60. So the spread was more like about 12,000.
Well, I'm glad, and Lord willing, we won't be in the vehicle market for several years. We got what we need now. And hopefully the chip shortage will have resolved itself in that length of time.
Mess, I'll tell you that right now. I'm just glad I'm in pretty good shape on vehicles right now. Because, well, let's put it this way. What they're asking for used vehicles is obscene.
And that's another reason, just for a backup vehicle. I need to get that old thing working that I got. But we don't need a vehicle right now. We have more than we have heads.
K4RM Mobile.
Hey, Fred.
Hey.
Hey, Fred. Jump on in there. How you doing?
And what are you two used car salesmen doing this morning?
As little as possible.
To a guy full quieting for about 20 minutes in Boone, North Carolina on 5-2. He was on a vertical 15 feet off the ground, and I'm driving. And he says he listens all the time on 5-2. I'm going to try to catch him over there some more.
Flex 14652.
Yes, sir. WD4, Mike Whiskey.
He's got an altitudinal advantage on us.
Yeah, he said he was just under 4,800 feet. That'll do it.
A little bit, too, up there on Nancy.
Coverage in Greenville.
Good. I'm not at 4,800 feet. I'm at right at 3,300 feet.
Brother, how's your week been?
Good. Hadn't lost any money, hadn't made any money, so I guess I'm breaking even.
That's good. Made a little money trading, which I always enjoy.
When you can make money. We were in the mountains last weekend, and it was nice, but boy, it sure was chilly.
Supposed to get chilly Friday.
10 degrees Saturday morning when I woke up there.
Nuggling up. Hey, Fred, don't you have a camper cover on your truck? What are you driving?
Mobile. I'm driving a Ford F-150, and I do have a topper on the back. I bought it new. It's the brand name is ARE. Over.
Looking at is I've got to figure out some way to get a mount on the back of my truck to get my antenna back there. I'm not going to run a mag mount up on top of my cab. I'm not going to cut a hole in the cab, and I'm not going to have a wire swinging around going up the back of the cab. So I need to figure out some way to get some sort of mount up under the edge of the lip of the between the cover and the bed.
I tell you, you might talk to. I had one on my previous truck. And a guy that K9JDP, Jim, I don't know if you know Jim, K9JDP, he knew a guy who would make those kind of things. I don't know the guy. I could probably find out for you, but you need to have a apparatus made that'll go between the bottom of the cover and the top of the, you know, the sidewall on the back of your truck that would stick out that you could put an antenna on.
Exactly what I'm after. Now, I have seen something that will go, you know, the tailgate, where it folds up right there, it mounts to the inside of that, but I haven't looked at the space between the quarter panel and the light and the tailgate to see if I got enough space in there to put a heavy enough piece of metal in there that I could fabricate to come up that way. I've seen those. But anyhow, I'm out there looking for ideas.
See Jim tomorrow night if he comes to the meeting that we have at Mythos once a month. If he comes, I'll ask him if that guy still makes those things, and I'll try to get his contact information if you want it.
Well, the thing starts at 6, don't it? Yeah, I've been trying to get to that meeting for the last 3 months, the last three meetings, and I'm going to try to make it down there tomorrow night for that. I was talking to Bob, ND7J, and I can't call Dave, I think you know who I'm talking about. I can't recall his call sign, but anyhow, I was talking to him. I'm going to try to get down there tomorrow night. Hopefully nothing will get in the way.
So too, I've missed the last couple myself, but yeah, if Jim's there, he'll be the one to ask. I just don't, that's been about 5 or 6 years ago, and I just don't remember that guy's name. But anyway, go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, Steve, another solution, but I don't think it'll work for you because you occasionally tow stuff, or maybe very often. But I've seen some guys fabricate a holder and stick it in their trailer hitch, and that works, but you wouldn't want to be down on your ham radio when you got to tow something.
That's just it. Now, see, that puts the antenna stick down there behind all that metal, and if you're trying to transmit forward, line of sight forward on 2 meter or 440, that's going to cut you way down on your range?
Negative. You just extend the pole, and so the antenna is at the level of the top of your bed or whatever you want to do.
I got to be able to get in and out of the back of my truck pretty easy. You know, I haul my airplanes and I haul all kinds of stuff in the bed of my truck all the time. I'd be taking that thing off and on at least two or three times a week.
Yeah, that'd drive you crazy. Speaking of the camper tops on the back, this truck had one on it when I got it. And I took it off. I didn't want it because I wanted it to be able to put, you know, a range or stove, you know, whatever. I just didn't want a camper top for this truck. We got an enclosure on the other truck. But you know what they cost new. But you try to sell one, you're lucky if somebody will take it away for you. I put it on Facebook. We put it marketplace. We put it several places, and I couldn't even. I mean, it's got to fit. So if it doesn't fit, you know, you got a limited market. But I thought, well, for an F-150, good grief! But I practically gave it to a kid that was a graduate student and kind of struggling and really needed a top for his at North Greenville. I sold it to him for so little. I wouldn't tell you what I sold it to him for.
I don't know about that, but I tell you what, I had to pay $2,100 for this thing. It's ridiculous what they're getting for them new. But I tell you what, I got it with the insulated liner on the inside. I got it with accessory lights on the inside. I got it with the nice slick side glass, and I got the integrated locks and all that stuff with the brake light up in the top and all that good stuff. So. I got a good one, but boy, I had to pay for it.
Buys nice stuff. Honey, you can do that.
That's for sure. Well, you're right. There's no aftermarket for those things. And what I got here, I got it when I got the truck. And I paid north of what you stated there. I got mine primarily because we haul the dogs back and forth between the house and the mountains. That's primarily where I have mine. But they are nice, but they are expensive.
I've seen these, it's called a bed rug. Yeah, I tell you what, I got one of those vinyl or plastic liners in the back of my bed right now. And I'm going to tell you something, after having had my knees replaced, I cannot get on my knees up in that bed of that truck with that liner in there because it's got them little ridges in it, you know, where it allows water to drain out and stuff. Man, that thing kills my knees. I can't do it. So I'm going to take that bed liner out and put me in one of those bed rugs.
And how that would eat your knees up. that'd be tough. But, yeah, that might be the solution to your problem. The bed rug might.
Even now, it's buying one for under $300.
Go ahead, Phil.
This is going to be my last one, fellas. I'm about a quarter mile from the parking lot. But, Fred, I'm glad you jumped in there. And you too, Steve. And we'll see y'all soon. Don't know if I'll be there Thursday night. I got so much going with Daddy in rehab and everything, and our mama's coming down Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and from Kentucky, mama and sister. So it'll slow down one day, maybe. W4, never give up.
Hey, Phil, I'm glad to hear your dad's doing pretty good now. Just be careful out there on your travel day. And Fred, you jump in there with us anytime. You kind of raise the level of quality of conversation.
Well, my friend, hey, Phil, good to hear your dad doing better. And keep us posted on that. We'll talk to you later. K4RM Mobile, back to you, Steve.
Fred, what I do on Wednesdays is Blue Ridge High School and Greer High School has what they call release time, what we used to call study hall. And they let the kids, as an option, go over to the Blue Ridge Christian Learning Center. So I drive the my church helps out with our church bus to take the kids back and forth between the school. And I got 3 runs a day that I take the kids over to the learning center and bring them back. So that's what I'm up to today. Doesn't that sound like a ton of fun?
See, and it's for a good cause, too. Now, what kind of learning do you give them while they're on the bus?
Answer that best with this song. Silence is golden, golden.
A day job for a singing job, but yeah, I know what you mean.
I believe they need some singing lessons, Fred.
KN4BWA, go on in there and go to work, boy. Make yourself a useful, productive employee. Man, I thought we got rid of him, Fred.
Yeah, KD4FDI, morning guys, W4FCM.
This young man on the radio that just popped in there wants to call his son. So I tell you what, I've arrived over here at the bus barn, and I am going to go ahead and sign and let him take it away. So you have a good day, Fred. Jump in there with us anytime. And I think it's KD4. I can't remember your call sign, sir. Go ahead, call your son.
Call my initials, Whiskey 4, Fred Cameron Maxwell. Fox Rat Charlie Mike, how vain is that?
Y'all have a good day. Fred, take it easy, buddy. KN4BWA, clear.
Hey, thank you. Never give up. It's easy to remember. I would say mine's a true vanity call. My name, Whiskey 4, Fred Cameron Maxwell. Foxtrot Charlie Mike. I don't think my son's on yet, but thank you guys. W4FCM.
That's what I used to call the 610 net. You and Isla always checked in with me, and I remembered your initials, FCM. Good to hear you. And, I didn't hear your son answer. Maybe he'll be on in a minute. K4RM Mobile.
Hey, thanks, guys. W4FCM. Be careful and have a good day.
RM Mobile, clear.